Hazrat Mufti Aku Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshaAllah al-Aziz, the platform is yours.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khairan. Amen to those wonderful du'as. Wa ya barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all respected listeners, for this opportunity Allah gives us, another chance, another opportunity, another day. It's only Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness who has blessed us. What are we without His tawfiq, His mercy? Alhamdulillah. So really, the more we thank Allah, the more tawfiq we get, alhamdulillah. Because really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah ta'ala doesn't need us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely shaitan tries his level best to hinder us from every work of deen, from every opportunity of akhirah. Subhanallah. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَيْ يَحْضُرُونَ. Allah ta'ala says to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, أَعُوذُ بِكَ. O Allah, I seek your protection from the whisperings of the devil. Hamazati shayateen. Hamza, hamazat. Allah save us from the whisperings. Because the shaitan all the time tries to inject every one of us. Hamazati shayateen. Allah save us. Whether it comes to do works of deen, even when it comes to awaken for fajr, shaitan tries his best. Imagine from the previous night, the devil, يَعْقِدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he ties knots to our nape and then he whispers, come sleep, carry on sleeping. عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ فَرْقُدْ. Still a lot of time. Sleep in a deep sleep. Go into a deep sleep. فَرْقُدْ. That's why sometimes at the time of Fajr, a person's mind is very heavy and it's hard to awaken because there's knots there. According to Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah, he says to get the knot untied, we have to start with tahajjud. But according to most scholars, this opens at least when we wake up for fajr. So a person gets up, alhamdulillah, the first knot is untied. Then a person performs his wudu, alhamdulillah, the second knot is untied. And then a person goes to the masjid, performs his salah, and the knots are fully untied with the fadl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before he wakes up in the morning, at night already, shaitan ties these knots. Then also, a person is about to enter his home, her home, and this person forgets Bismillah, the devil now gets the authority to follow, because now there's no protection. Or there's a lack of protection because we forgot to say Bismillah. So the shayateen now gain access into the home. Just uttering Allah's name is so powerful. A person went to the toilet, forgot to say Bismillah, and the du'as, A'udhu bik min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. And if one doesn't know the other du'as, at least Bismillah. What happens then, once we don't do that, the devil now gains access and authority over us in the toilet, where shayateen try funny things when a person is in the toilet. That's why to cover the head, to go in with sandals, and take Allah Ta'ala's name beforehand, because we don't take Allah's name in such a place full of impurity out of respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say Bismillah. You know? Then when we enter our home, Bismillah. When we have our meals, Bismillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then grants us his protection from the devil. The devil even tries hard that we don't ask for maaf. Many a time we have a situation and shaitan will not like it. We must ask somebody for maaf. He'll always put it in our brain. No, you are right. That person must ask you for maaf. Or that person must greet you. When we remember the Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam greeted everybody first. He made salam first, our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we learn all the time. We should aspire to learn what will make Allah happy, and let's do that. Even when you want to give charity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a person has to break 70 jaws of the devil before he gives to that avenue of khair, because shaitan doesn't want us to give. So alhamdulillah, we need Allah's help all the time. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who's the strongest of all people? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, wondering, is it you're referring to a person in physical strength, a person who can wrestle the others, who can put others down in the wrestle? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded and said, the one who defeats his devil, the one who defeats his devil and the devil of his friend by making Allah happy and by doing the right thing, he is the strongest. Anas radiallahu anhu's hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed a group of a few, yastari'oon, they were wrestling. So some, they were doing some interaction with wrestling. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what are you all doing? He said, you see this person here, he is the champion here. Ma yusari'u ahadan illa sara'ahu. He defeats everyone. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afala adullukum ala man huwa ashaddu minhu. Can I tell you someone stronger than this man? You say this man is the undefeated champion. Let me show you someone stronger. So they said, oh Nabi of Allah, tell us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rajulun kallamahu rajulun. One man, who him and another go into a tuff or an argument. Now he is superior in strength and he can retaliate. But what he does, فَكَظَمَ غَيْظَهُ فَغَلَبَهُ. He controls his anger and that's how he defeats him. So he defeats him, and like that he also defeats the devil of his friend. So his devil and his friend's devil, because both those devils want him to fight and retaliate and react. فَكَظَمَ غَيْظَهُ فَغَلَبَهُ وَغَلَبَ شَيْطَانَهُ وَغَلَبَ شَيْطَانَ صَاحِبِهِ. So we learn that to analyze in all situations what will make Allah happy. And we shouldn't hastily react, but analyze what will make Allah happy. That's what we have to do to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, to draw Allah's pleasure. Then Allah becomes happy. But now when we retaliate and we get angry and we get frustrated, and the devil gets so happy, he stands in the corner and now he's laughing and he's yapping. And he's, that's where we find, we look in the lives of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, at times when people irritated them, they kept cool, they kept calm. And they would actually say, you know, we're going to leave it for Allah. That man would get shocked. On one occasion, one slave of Abdullah bin Umar defied him, disobeyed him. And as Abdullah bin Umar said, why did you do this? I gave you instructions. Why didn't you abide? He said, no, I just didn't want to. I don't want to listen to you. I won't. Do what you like. So as Abdullah bin Umar, you know, he could have retaliated, could have punished him. He analyzed the situation. He says, you know, I don't want to irritate you. I could do the same thing, but leave it. I'd rather irritate the one who provoked you to provoke me. So I free you for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This horse is a gift from me to you. So it's ajeeb how Sahaba interacted with such wisdom, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu's hadith, this is from Sahih Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the devil places his throne on the water. So this is the ocean. And then he sends his troops. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ سَرَايَهُ. So he got his false, batil people to cause corruption. Allah give us tawfiq to join the people of Haqq, who'll go everywhere spreading good works. Alhamdulillah. Go out in the Jamaat. They go door to door, meeting every Muslim, bring people to masjid. We sit in the program, become inspired, sit among the pious. The program is taking place. Iman, Yaqeen, A'mal, Akhirah. So beautiful. The pious people are having a program in the masjid. Join in. The Zikr Majlis in the masjid. Join in. Alhamdulillah. Join the correct people. Otherwise we'll die and we'll beg Allah, Allah, send me back. فَأَصَّدَّقْ. Now I'll give more for you. I'll give more of my wealth, my time, my capabilities, my know-how, my authority. I'll give it now for you. Because now he's realizing he's taken nothing with him. What we send by Allah alone is what comes with us. That's actually ours. A wise man will use what Allah gave him for Allah, meaning he'll take it with him. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah, you send me back. Wherever this righteous doing works of your deen, I will join them. I'll be amongst them. But then it's too late, respected Ummah. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah will never postpone one's lifespan when his time elapses. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Now, there's different jamaats as the brothers go out. Allah give us all tawfiq. It's so beautiful to meet one brother for Allah. Sometimes the brothers meet a man, subhanAllah, he hasn't been to the masjid in ages. But to give him hope in Allah, that person has become despondent in Allah. He's become, you know, he's lost hope. And now he hasn't come to masjid. We've met brothers like this, subhanAllah, with the jamaat. Allahu Akbar. He hasn't come to masjid in ages. And just giving him hope, giving him courage, that the solution is to come to Allah. A person explains their problems. And when those problems, see how shaitan tricks a person. When the problems come right, then I'll come. But we're not realizing we have to come to Allah to get the problem solved. So the one who solves the problem is Allah. We can't solve it ourselves and then say, then we'll come to Allah when we free ourselves. No. We have to run to Allah. Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Subhanallah. So we have to turn to Allah. And you know, when the elders say so beautifully, that sometimes one gush eradicates and exterminates years and years of the devil's efforts. Because so many a time the brothers met a man. He has become despondent in Allah. He has lost hope. He has lost hope in his iman. And now the brothers sit with him and he starts realizing, you know, it's so beautiful what you're saying. And he starts making istighfar and tawbah. And he changes his life. Oh, now the devil is crying. Because years and years the devil is keeping him away. And now, alhamdulillah, the brothers made an effort and brought him. So shaitan can't take. So this hadith and Hazrat Jabir, the devil sends his troops. And everyone tries to acquire proximity to him. فَأَدْنَاهُ مِنْهُ مَنْزِلَةً أَعْظَمُهُمْ فِتْنَةً. The one that will cause most fitna upon humanity would be the one beloved to the devil. So one of them would come at the end of the day and give his report and say, فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. This is what I did, sir. This and this, this is what I did, and this is the havoc I caused in that area. And the devil is saying, not much, man. That issue will get resolved shortly. مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا. Nothing you've done, nothing. قَالْ Then another one says, you know, sir, ما تركته نعوذ بالله. I've not left him until I caused a separation, a rift between him and his wife. See, the devil carries on for long. Small, small issues. He shows the husband this in the wife. And now he puts people upon the wife against the husband. See, your husband is not doing this, 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 this. And he shows the husband, you know, there's more better fish out there, and other people are smiling with him in the world, and now he's looking there, and all those kinds of things. So the devil is working very, very hard, and there's some untrue information he hears, and he doesn't verify, and what happens? As the devil put it, he says, I just put a little bit of sweetmeat on the wall, and from there, that fly came. After that, the chameleon came for the fly. Then the cat came for the chameleon. And then the dog saw the cat there and he came and he bit the dog. The cat was the beloved pet of that family. He died. Now the owner of the cat comes to reprimand and swear and shout at the owner of the dog. And this man, yeah, the dog's owner retaliates and he kills him. So that man dies. And the dog's owner now, he's arrested and he's in prison. So two families, Allah gave them what they had. Allah gave them breadwinner. One is dead. The other is now locked up for murder. And the devil is laughing. And he has such entertainment. And he got a good story for his big na'udhu billah, his devil that's awaiting him there in the middle of the ocean to get the report. And this is what I did. And then he brings him closer. He says, you see, now I've endeavored and I've tried so hard. فرقت بينه وبين امرأته. I severed between him and his wife. فيدنيه منه. The devil then now brings him closer and says, you know, نعم أنت. You the man. You the one. نعوذ بالله. استغفر الله. Allah save us. Allah save us. That's why we have to ask Allah to protect us all the time. Only Allah can protect us. Give people hope. We were mentioning how the brothers go and bring one person. Alhamdulillah. Also, there's a great need to bring one non-Muslim also. Just yesterday, we were passing a town called Glencoe. Alhamdulillah. So there was a man we went to meet there. He said his name was Ash, a lovely person. And we went to meet different businessmen and asking their permission to speak to their staff. And it was something really lovely. And I would request every imam of every community to do the same. Seek permission from the business Muslim businessmen, which is a suitable time, and in 15 minutes or half an hour, present Islam to all their staff, sometimes 5 staff, 10 staff, 20 staff, 30 staff, 40 staff. Maybe they can spare 10 staff. Maybe from their 50 staff, they can spare 20, 30 staff. Talk to them, explain to them what is Islam, the beauty of Islam, and in a simple presentation of Islam, and then offer them if they want to be Muslim. But what happens then is, you tell them that Islam is for everyone. It's not confined just to the Indian community. And really, most of them don't know this. Sow the seed, respected Ummah. As we were returning, we went to meet this man, and then we spoke to him casually, and he said, we heard you all have been doing this to the different businesses. I would have loved you all to speak to my staff. And it's just late, they've all knocked off. But anytime you'll come. And then we said, okay, can you allow us to pray on your lawn? Asal Salah, we were passing. And he's standing the one side there. And I mentioned to him, brother, you also part of us. You join us. He says, can I? I said, of course. He made the actions of Salah with us. After Salah, we gave a little bit of nasiha. Did some dhikrullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And we made some dua and some discussion. Ya Allah. This man was so elated. He says, you know, it was such an amazing experience. When we invited him, come visit us here in Newcastle, join us for a meal. He was touched about that. And subhanAllah, and we exchanged numbers because I didn't want it to be, you know, just come. You know, the person who says, come, and they didn't give an address. We shouldn't be like that, you know. But we should want to serve the community and serve the ummah. Hey, at the end, this man sends a message. He says, you know, I know so many Muslims. I join them on different occasions. I always see them pray on the fields. And we together, but never would they offer me to also experience this amazing prayer. First time in my life. Thank you. Thank you. I feel so different. And it was such an amazing prayer. So our simple salah, but when we allow humanity that opportunity, they become so touched. Now, alhamdulillah, we have to follow up with the brother. We make ikram. We explain the basics of Islam. In Islam, there's oneness of Allah, tawheed, and simple explanations. But humanity is thirsty. And every one of us reach who we can. Because the devil doesn't want us to tell them. Like the devil doesn't want us to join in the gush, join in the fikr, participate in the amal, because we'll be bringing Muslims back to Allah's deen. Allah will bring them, but Allah will make us the means, inshallah. In the same way, the devil does not want us to talk to our non-Muslim staff and friends and colleagues and associates. He puts that fear in us. This is how they will react. But brother, their reaction is amazing. They appreciate the fact that we are sharing our beautiful deen with them. They don't have what we have, you know. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the giver of hidayah. This is an amazing report Bayjuri brings, that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned that two devils met. Iltaqa shaytanul mu'min wa shaytanul kafir. The shaytan of the mu'min and the shaytan of the kafir met. And now the devil's shaytan, the kafir shaytan, and also the fajr, the sinner, the sinful one, shaytan, was healthy, well dressed, well kempt, and well, you know, neatened, sameenun, dahinun, labisun, dressed well, hair was combed well, and, you know, healthy, big size. And the devil with the mu'min, the one iman-dar person, was feeble, was unkempt, was not well-dressed, naked. So the shaitan of the sinner and the kafir said to the shaitan of the mu'min, but why is your plight or your state like this? مَالَكَ عَلَى هَذِي الْحَالَةِ He said, you know, this person I am with, every time he partakes of meals, he takes Allah's name, I have to remain hungry. When he drinks water, he takes Allah's name, سَمَّا فَعَظَلُّ عَطْشَانًا He takes Allah's name, I have to remain thirsty. When he combs his hair, he takes Allah's name, I have to remain untidy. When he wears his clothes, he takes Allah's name, so I have to remain naked. The devil of the unbeliever and also the fajr and the sinner said, you know, this is who I'm with. Anything he does, where he got Allah's name or Allah in his life, I'm his partner in his food, in his drink, in his combing his hair, in his clothing. Leave that in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, how the devil says that he even joins them in their marital relationship with their partner. The devil has, you know, influence in that also. He wants to join in there just because we forget to take and utter the part, pure name of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us all tawfiq to always analyze what will make Allah happy, and that's what we should do. And what will make the devil happy, we should stay away from that. The ayat of the Quran says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَذَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَيْ يَحْضُرُونَ هذا جابر الحديث. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the devil presents himself to every one of you. يَحْضُرُ أَحَدَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَأْنٍ مِّنْ شَأْنِهِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ شَأْنِهِ The devil presents himself at every step of the way. He even presents himself by the meal. When a morsel falls, clear it and remove anything harmful on it and eat it. وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ Don't leave it for the devil. That's the one translation. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. The other meaning of وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ Don't leave it due, that lam for illah. Don't leave it due to the insinuation of the devil. The devil tells you, leave it. See, he doesn't want us to practice the sunnah. Ay, how can you pick up a morsel? This on you. وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ Don't leave it due to the enticement of the devil, but analyze my Nabi's sunnah is to pick up the morsel and eat it. Then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you complete also, lick your fingers, because you don't know where the barakah lies. So Allah give us all tawfiq to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah in everything. Even that hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there's so much of blessings in reciting the tasbihat after salah, and before going to sleep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sahaba, it's yaseer, easy, simple. But those who practice it are very few. So Sahaba asked, كَيْفَهُمَا yaseer? How are they easy? And why is it that despite them being easy, so few practice it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the devil comes to a person at the time of sleep, and he makes him sleep before completing this tasbihat. And he comes to entice him in the salah, so that when he completes the salah, he rushes and he doesn't complete it. So Allah help us all to make Allah happy and put Allah first, and not the devil or anything or anyone else, especially when making salam and when asking for maaf. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.